This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's job market is weaker than the numbers have been showing. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The state added about 33,000 jobs last year, roughly half of previous estimates, according to Colorado's Labor Department, and the unemployment rate was higher than originally reported, at 4.3% versus 3.9%. The new numbers are evidence that the state's economy is slowing and is lagging the rest of the U.S. It was tough to know exactly what was going on with Colorado's job market last year because a new computer system made the data unreliable. The state says the new numbers are accurate. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Republicans in Congress could cut close to $900 billion in Medicaid funding over the next decade. Democrats are warning what will happen if funding cuts go through. Colorado Representative Brittany Patterson spoke at a Lutheran hospital in Wheat Ridge.
This is going to be people showing up in the ER rooms, long waiting times, higher costs for our insurance, providers being unable to serve people in especially the rural communities that will be hit the hardest. And I don't think that some of our rural hospitals will be able to keep their doors open.
Medicaid serves about 1.2 million people in Colorado, about a quarter of the state's population. Metro Denver's population grew by 2.8% between 2020 and last year. That's different than in other cities, CPR's Haley May explains.
Many major U.S. cities like New York and L.A. lost residents during the pandemic, and that was also true for Denver. But instead of settling at a smaller population, the metro's has grown. State demographer Kate Watkins says the increase is due in part to a higher birth than death rate as the metro continues to attract people in their 20s and 30s.
Being younger, we tend to have more family formation. As a result, a bit more population growth.
The growth is also attributed to more than 56,000 international immigrants who arrived over the last 4 years. It's estimated the metro now has about 3 million residents, up by 82,000 people from 2020. Haley May, CPR News.
It's Morning Edition on CPR News.